A conference in Barbados hosted by the Caribbean Court of Justice Academy for Law has come up with a wide range of recommendations for improving the region's criminal justice system. The meeting brought together judges of the CCJ, other judges, attorneys general, directors of public prosecutions, and other key stakeholders for 3 days at the Barbados Hilton. It was the 7th Biennial Law Conference, and what it concluded was that a piecemeal and silos working approach to criminal justice reform will not effectively address the increasing levels and complexity of criminality and will not produce effective and sustainable improvements in the criminal justice system. It has therefore come up with recommendations which it says that ideally should be realized within the next 2 years. The meeting concluded that as a matter of urgency, each member state of the Caribbean community should develop a holistic and inclusive criminal justice reform strategy, and that adequate human, financial, and other resources be provided to criminal justice institutions and agencies, that laws be enacted to effectively address the changing nature of crime and to address matters such as cybercrime, fraud, controlled delivery of firearms, gun-related criminality, money laundering, and witness anonymity, that laws and appropriate mechanisms be established and implemented to provide for effective civil asset recovery and forfeiture. Another recommendation is that laws need to be enacted as well to modernize rules of evidence relating to disclosure, hearsay, the admissibility of previous convictions, and uncontested evidence. Another recommendation, that laws be enacted to guarantee prisoner remand timelines, replace preliminary inquiries with sufficiency hearings and or paper committals, and provide for maximum sentence indications hearings and early guilty plea bargaining schemes, and that as a general rule, trials should be held within 1 to 3 years of the accused being charged for indictable offenses and 12 months for summary offenses. It is also suggested that laws need to be enacted to provide restitution to victims as part of a sentencing policy, and that victims should generally be given a greater voice in the prosecution process. And there's also this, that consideration ought to be given to the establishment of a criminal injuries fund where such does not exist, for the benefit of victims of crime whose cases are not pursued in the criminal justice system. The conference called for witness protection systems and protocols to be enhanced to include or reactivate a Caribbean-wide system, that case progression units and national case file standards be established within the police service of each state, together with continued mentoring and development of officers, and that appropriate measures be implemented for what's called a one-stop shop for victims or survivors of sexual assault. There's a recommendation, too, for the establishment of public defender offices throughout the Caribbean community, and that measures be taken to encourage aspiring attorneys at law to pursue a career in criminal practice.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.